It has all the nutrition and immunity they need. If your baby is under 6 months, exclusive breastfeeding keeps them safe from infections and malnutrition. Mothers, if your child is weak, losing weight, or has swollen feet, go to the nearest health facility immediately. Life-saving treatment is available. Pregnant women, visit your clinic for checkups, iron and folic acid supplements to keep you and your baby healthy. Let's rise with nutrition and strength. Nyamuka. This message is brought to you by the National Food and Nutrition Commission, co-funded by the European Union with support from the Scaling Up Nutrition Phase 2 partners.
When you choose Stanbic Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our business solar loans. Accessing your business solar loans means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wing. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. UNSA trade unions slam unlawful delayed salary payments. Lusaka maid kills fellow domestic worker over alleged bedwetting dispute. And in global news, Kenya's cardinal to miss papal vote because of ill health. Good evening, and with the news on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. Three trade unions at the University of Zambia UNSA have expressed deep concern over delayed salary payments for the month of April 2025, calling the situation unlawful and unacceptable. The three unions, which include University of Zambia Lecturers and Researchers Union UNSALARU, University of Zambia Professional Staff Union UNSAPROSU, and University of Zambia and Allied Workers Union UNZAWU, have revealed that April salaries, which should have been paid not later than the fifth day of the following calendar month, as stipulated under the Industrial and Labour Relations Act, Chapter 269 of the Laws of Zambia, remain unpaid. In a joint statement by UNZALARU Acting General Secretary Gilbert Kamanga, UNZAPROSU General Secretary Nalucha Mayamba, and UNZAWU General Secretary Mupuna Monga, the unions clarified the funding model for the university's wage bill, noting that 70% is sourced from UNSA's internally generated revenue, while 30% is covered through a government grant. According to the three unions, while UNSA management has made commendable efforts to pay salaries on time in recent years, persistent delays in the release of the government grant have become a stumbling block, with the April 2025 grant yet to be disbursed. Meanwhile, the unions have highlighted a series of unresolved issues contributing to low morale among university staff, among them the stalled 2025 collective bargaining process for improved conditions of service, which remains inconclusive 5 months into the year. The unions have attributed this delay to restrictions imposed by the Emoluments Commission, describing it as an indirect wage freeze on UNSA employees. A state witness in the murder case of former Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Muleya William Shawa has told the Lusaka High Court that he apologized to the two accused police officers because he felt it was his duty to tell the truth rather than to protect them. Mr. Shawa, a reserve police officer at Northmead Police Post, says Mutusani Dokoe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu instructed him to carry an AK-47 during the pursuit of a fraud suspect, and he maintained that he did not take part in the killing of the former IBA Director General. During cross-examination by defense lawyer Osborne Ngoma, Mr. Shawa revealed that he has been housed in a secure location for about 10 months following news of Mr. Molea's death. The defense counsel, however, suggested this arrangement was meant to induce him to implicate his colleagues, but Mr. Shawa insisted he remained there only to provide an honest account of events. The trial involves four accused men, with two police officers, Mutusani Dokoe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu, businessman Samuel Dokoe, and IBA accountant Francis Chipioka, all of whom deny the murder of Mr. Molea, who disappeared on the 22nd of July 2024 and was found the following day with fatal gunshot wounds in Njolwe area. The Energy Regulation Board ERB has approved 62 license applications and 8 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, representing a total investment pledge of 11 billion kwacha. ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says this development reflects the ERB's ongoing commitment to promoting a transparent and supportive regulatory environment that encourages sustainable investments in line with national energy policies. Mrs. Kasumpa explains that during its meeting held on the 15th of April 2025, the licensing committee of the board reviewed and approved specified applications, which demonstrated continued investor confidence in Zambia's energy sector. She says the steady growth in investments highlights the country's favorable regulatory framework and the ERB's efforts to streamline approval processes for investors to participate in the value chains.
The 62 licenses cover a range of energy-related activities, including manufacture, supply, installation, and maintenance of renewable energy-generating equipment, road transportation of petroleum products, distribution, import, and export of petroleum products, importation, blending, packaging, distribution and export of lubricants, and distribution and supply of electricity.
A live-in maid is on the run after allegedly stabbing her fellow maid to death during a dispute allegedly sparked by accusations of bedwetting at their employer's home in Lusaka's Lilai residential area. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says the murder occurred yesterday at around 17:30 hours, and Chilenja Police Station, through Godfrey Mianda Police Post, received the report at approximately 18:45 hours. Mr. Hamonga explains that the deceased, identified as Memory Kajila, had been working for her employer for over 4 years, and she was allegedly murdered by another live-in maid known only as Mary, who joined the household just 2 days earlier. He says preliminary investigations indicate that the two maids, who recently began sharing a bedroom, may have had a dispute, possibly linked to an accusation of bedwetting, though the motive remains unconfirmed. Mr. Hamonga explains that on the day of the incident, the homeowners were away at work, leaving the two maids and four children at home. He says a 12-year-old child reportedly noticed blood seeping from the bedroom and questioned Mary, who allegedly claimed that she had slaughtered a chicken, but upon further inspection, the child found Memory lying motionless on the bedroom floor.
Police officers who responded to the scene found the deceased lying on her back, covered in a blanket. Physical inspection revealed deep cuts on the chest, right arm, and 4 incisions on the stomach consistent with knife wounds. The body was transported to Investigation Hospital Mortuary, where it awaits postmortem and burial. At this stage, no arrests have been made as the suspect Mary is currently on the run. A manhunt has been launched, and we appeal to members of the public with any information on the whereabouts of the suspect to report the nearest police station. Contact the Zambia Police Service emergency toll-free line. The Zambia Police Service condemns in the strongest terms all acts of violence and reiterates its commitment to ensuring that this perpetrator is brought to justice.
In global news, the Catholic Church in Kenya has responded to concerns that the country's only cardinal will not be participating in the election of the next pope because he had not been asked to attend. Following the death of Pope Francis last month, senior Catholic leaders known as cardinals who are younger than 80 are eligible to elect his successor. They are due to begin meeting in the Vatican on Wednesday, but Kenyan Cardinal John Njue, aged 79, was quoted in a Kenyan newspaper